Esi sveicināts Baltijas kalpošanas skolas raidījumā Mācies un māci. Īstā vieta, kur atklāt savu aicinājumu, sagatavoties un to īstenot. Par to arī parunāsim.
Welcome to our program.
Sveicināti mūsu raidījumā.
We are recording from the Baltic School of Ministry.
Mums ir ieraksts no Baltijas kalpošanas skolas.
And this week we have a special teacher.
Un šonedēļ mums viesojas īpašs skolotājs.
So we didn't want to miss this opportunity for you to know him.
Un mēs negribējām laist garām šo izdevību jums viņu iepazīt mazliet tuvāk.
So kid, I will let you to introduce yourself. What can you say for the people to know you?
Keith, es gribu, lai tu ar sevi iepazīstini un lai cilvēki nedaudz vairāk par tevi uzzina.
Well, my name is Keith.
Mani sauc Keith.
I currently live just outside of Manchester, UK.
Es šobrīd dzīvoju nedaudz ārpus Manchesteras.
But I'm originally from Canada.
Bet es esmu orināli no Kanādas.
So I'm serving as a missionary along with my family in Manchester.
Un tāpēc es kalpoju kā misionārs kopā ar savu ģimeni Manchesterā.
My wife and I, we met while we were touring musicians.
Interesanti, ka mēs ar manu sievu iepazināmies, kad mēs kā mūziķi ceļojam apkārt pasaulē.
So we had the opportunity to tour all around the world playing Christian music.
Un mums bija tā izdevība ceļot apkārt pasaulē, izpildot kristīgo mūziku.
And we met and fell in love.
Un mēs iepazināmies un iemīlējāmies.
We got married 8 months after we met.
Un 8 mēnešus pēc mūsu iepazīšanās mēs arī apprecējāmies.
Left our successful music careers.
Atstājām mūsu veiksmīgās panākumu pilnās mūzikas karjeras.
To go into a full-time ministry together.
Lai kopā ieietu pilnu laiku kalpošanā.
We've served in Northern Canada.
Tāpēc mēs esam arī kalpojuši Ziemeļkanādā.
All around the United States.
Visapkārt Amerikai.
In England and across Europe.
Anglijā un arī pāri Eiropai.
We really feel called to be an encouragement to people.
Bet mēs tiešām jūtam aicinājumu iedrošināt cilvēkus.
So when people ask us what we do, we usually sum it up this way.
Un tāpēc, kad cilvēki mums jautā, ko mēs tīsti darām, mēs to apkopājam nedaudz šādi.
That we want to creatively and courageously share the gospel.
Ka mēs gribam radoši dalīties ar evaņģēliju.
And equip others to do the same.
Un aprīkot arī citus darīt tāpat.
So that's looked very different over the course of our life.
Un tas mūsu dzīves laikā ir izskatījies dažādi.
We found that when you say yes to God, he takes you on an adventure.
Mēs sapratām, ka tad, kad tu pasaki jā Dievam, viņš tevi ved ceļojumā.
It's definitely been an adventure.
Un tas ir patiesi bijis piedzīvojums.
So we have 2 kids, a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Mums ir 2 bērni, 3-gadnieks un 5-gadnieks.
2 little girls.
2 mazas meitenītes.
So I like being a girl dad.
Man patīk būt par meitiņu tēti.
I play with a lot of dolls and do girly things.
Es daudz spēlējos ar lelēm un daru meitenīgas lietas.
But we really believe that our kids are just as much missionaries as we are.
Bet mēs patiesi ticam, ka mūsu bērni tāpat kā mēs arī ir misionāri.
That God just hasn't called me and my wife Talia.
Kad Dievs nav tikai aicinājis mani un manu sievu Taliju.
But he's called our whole family to follow him.
Bet viņš ir aicinājis visu mūsu ģimeni kalpot viņam.
So we mainly work with churches and being an encouragement to pastors.
Un mēs pamatā sadarbojamies ar draudzēm un iedrošinam mācītājus.
I'm also a spiritual director, spiritual counselor.
Es esmu arī tā garīgais padomdevējs.
So I've worked with people struggling with addiction.
Esmu strādājis ar cilvēkiem, kas cīnās ar atkarībām.
People with really no spiritual background.
Cilvēki, kuriem īsti nav tāds garīgs pamats vai garīga vēsture.
And guiding them to the solution to all of life's problems, which is Jesus.
Un vadīt viņus risinājumam visām dzīves problēmām, kas, protams, ir Jēzus.
So that's basically what we do.
Tas ir tā īsumā, ko mēs darām.
Okay, I think you say so many interesting things that I don't know where to start.
Man šķiet, tu pateici tik daudz interesantas lietas, ka es pat nezinu, ar ko lai sāk.
So I will make it simple for me, I will start at the beginning.
Yes.
Tāpēc es to padarīšu sev vienkārši un es sākšu no sākuma.
So how old are you now?
Cik tev tagad ir gadi?
I am 35.
Man ir 35.
And you are from a Christian family?
Un vai tu esi no kristīgas ģimenes?
I am, yes.
Jā.
So how was your beginning in this Christian life?
Kā bija tavs kristīgās dzīves sākums, tā teikt?
So, interesting fact.
Interesants fakts.
I was actually born on Easter Sunday.
Es patiesībā piedzimu Lieldienas svētdienā.
And then raised in the church the following week.
Un jau uzaugu draudzē jau nākamajā nedēļā.
So being someone who grew up in church.
Un būt kādam, kurš uzauga draudzē.
I knew all of the right answers.
Es jau zināju visas pareizās atbildes.
I knew the way to sound Christian.
Es zināju, kā izklausīties pēc kristieša.
I did all the right things.
Es darīju visas pareizās lietas.
Everyone who looked at me was, you know, thinking, oh, Keith's a great Christian young man.
Visi, kas uz mani skatījās, jā, teica, Keiths ir tāds labs, kristīgs jaunietis.
But meanwhile, what they didn't know is that I wasn't even sure if I believed it.
Bet patiesībā, ko viņi nezināja, ka iekšēji es pat nezināju, vai pats es ticu.
I think I knew it in my head, but it hadn't reached my heart.
Man šķiet, es zināju to savā prātā, bet tas nebija nonācis līdz manai sirdī.
So when I was about 16 years old,
un kad man bija aptuveni 16 gadi,
I realized that I was kind of lukewarm.
Es sapratu, ka es esmu tāds ramdans.
I wasn't like fully in or fully out.
Es nebiju īsti iekšā pavisam vai ārpus.
And I feel like God sort of posed the question to me, are you in or out?
Un man šķiet, ka Dievs tā kā uzdeva man šo jautājumu, tu vai esi iekšā vai ārā?
And probably through a series of things, I decided that I wanted to be in.
Un daudzu notikumu gaitā es sapratu, ka es gribu būt iekšā.
I feel like for so many years I took God for granted.
Man šķiet, tik daudzus gadus es Dievu uztvēru kā pašsaprotam.
And it was kind of at that point that I started realizing that I needed to learn to love him.
Līdz kādam brīdim, kur es nonācu un sapratu, ka man vajag iemācīties viņu mīlēt.
And I think loving God doesn't come naturally for us.
Un man šķiet, ka mums nenāk dabīgi mīlēt Dievu.
But it's natural for God to love us first.
Bet Dievam ir dabīgi mūs mīlēt.
And I think that overwhelmed me.
Un man šķiet, tas arī mani tā kā pārņēma.
And so that's kind of where the adventure started.
Un tas ir tur, kur arī sākās piedzīvojums.
And you will say that your calling to serve God came together with that revelation about who he was or came later and how?
Un vai tu varētu teikt, ka tavs šis aicinājums nāca kopā ar šo apziņu?
It probably started then, but I ignored it.
Manuprāt, tas tur sākās, bet sākotnēji es to ignorēju.
I knew that God was calling me into ministry.
Es zināju, ka Dievs mani aicina kalpošanā.
But that terrified me.
Bet tas mani šausmināja.
I didn't want to do that.
Es to negribēju.
If you would have asked me back then, I would be in Latvia right now teaching at a Bible college, I would have said absolutely not.
Ja jūs man tad būtu jautājis, vai es būšu Baltijas kalpošanas skolā Latvijā un pasniegšu priekšmetu, es noteikti būtu atbildējis nē.
I feel like for me, my call in ministry has been little steps at a time.
Man šķiet, ka mans aicinājums kalpot ir bijuši tādi mazi solīši.
And God is so gracious that he asks us to do a little bit, and then a little bit more, and then a little bit more.
Un tad Dievs ir tik rūpīgs, ka viņš mums prasa izdarīt drusciņ, un tad vēl drusciņ.
And as we continue to say yes, he takes us places we never imagined we would be.
Un kā mēs viņam pasakam, jā, viņš aizved mūs uz vietām, kur mēs nekad neiedomājāmies, ka būsim.
So it's good because there are room for surprises.
Ir brīnišķīgi, jo ir vieta pārsteigumiem.
You think that you plan your whole life, this is it, and after things change again and again?
Jā, tev šķiet, tā kā izplāno savu dzīvi, un tad atkal un atkal lietas pārmainās.
And to be honest, when I talk to you, when I listen your story, I feel like I'm listening like many people, like many life stories inside of only one.
Un man tā cerēt, kad es klausos par tavu dzīves stāstu, ka es dzirdētu vairāku cilvēku dzīves stāstus. Visus vienu vietu.
And I feel like whenever I've figured it out, God changes it again.
Un man šķiet, ka tad, kad man šķiet, es esmu sapratis, Dievs atkal visu pamaina.
But you will say like you feel forced or is natural. How you take changes?
Kā tev šķiet, tu viegli, dabīgi pieņem pārmaiņas, vai tas tev ir grūti?
That's a good question.
Tas ir labs jautājums.
I think change is always hard.
Es domāju, ka pārmaiņas vienmēr ir grūtas.
Especially when we finally just got comfortable with something.
It īpaši tad, kad tu esi iegājis, ka tev beidzot ir kaut kādā ziņā ērti.
But I have learned over the past 20 years.
Bet es esmu 20 gadu laikā iemācījies.
That I have to say yes to God right away.
Ka man uzreiz ir jāsaka jā Dievam.
And so I really try to be flexible when I hear his voice.
Un es tiešām cenšos būt elastīgs tad, kad es izdzirdu viņa balsi.
Because even though I might feel like things are good right now,
jo varbūt man šķiet, ka lietas ir labas tagad,
God is taking me to the next step, which is even better.
Dievs mani ved soli tālāk, kas ir vēl labāk.
But as a human, I still struggle with that.
Bet kā cilvēks, protams, es reizēm ar to cīnos.
So do you mention that at some moment of your life you have been a musician?
Tu pieminēji, ka kādā savas dzīves brīdī tu esi bijis mūziķis.
And I'm really curious for you to share how that started and the whole story.
Un man ļoti interesē, lai tu pastāst, kā tas sākās un visu stāst.
Yeah, so I grew up playing drums.
Es uzaugu spēlējot bungas.
And I remember actually very vividly a conversation with my dad.
Un es atceros ļoti spilgti vienu sarunu ar tēti.
And he told me he would let me play the drums and I could take lessons.
Un viņš man teica, tu varēsi spēlēt bungas un tu varēsi apmeklēt nodarbības.
As long as I always promised to use that for God.
Tiklīdz es apsolu vienmēr to pielietot Dievam.
And did your father was involved in ministry?
Un vai tavs tēvs bija arī iesaistīts kalpošanā?
He was not.
Viņš nebija, ne.
Yeah, he served in the church, but
viņš kalpoja draudzē, bet ne pilnu laiku.
But he was a drummer.
Bet viņš bija bundzinieks.
And he knows that with rock and roll sometimes comes bad things.
Un tāpēc viņš pēc pieredzes zin, ka ar rock and rollu klāt nāk arī pāris sliktas lietas.
So as a little 9-year-old boy.
Un kā jauns 9-gadīgs puika.
I just wanted to play the drums.
Es vienkārši gribēju spēlēt bungas.
So I agreed to whatever he asked of me.
Un tāpēc es piekritu visam, ko viņš no manis prasīja.
But it's been funny how much I've been reminded of that.
Bet ir pat tā interesanti atcerēties, cik bieži man tas tika atgādināts.
I had the opportunity to play with a lot of different people.
Man bija tā iespēja spēlēt ar daudz dažādiem cilvēkiem.
But I've always tried to use that in order to point people towards Christ.
Bet es vienmēr to esmu izmantojis kā veidu, lai norādītu uz Kristu.
As a little boy, I want to play drums in front of thousands of people.
Protams, kā mazs puika, es gribu spēlēt bungas pūlim.
And it's kind of, you know, one of those dreams.
Un tas ir kā viens no tiem sapņiem.
And I played with a lot of bands growing up.
Un es uzaugot spēlēju ar daudz grupām.
And then finally I got the opportunity from a Christian band in Toronto.
Un beigās man bija iespēja pievienoties grupai, kristīgai grupai Toronto.
That needed a drummer.
Kuriem vajadzēja bundinieku.
So I was used to playing in front of maybe 100 people.
Es biju pieredzis spēlēt aptuveni 100 cilvēku.
And then joined this band, Manic Drive.
Un tad pievienojoties šai grupai.
Manic Drive.
Manic Drive.
And suddenly I'm playing in front of 10,000 people.
Un pēkšņi es spēlēju tur, kur ir 10,000 cilvēku.
Never thought I would do that.
Nekad neiedomājos, ka es to darīšu.
And it still feels like it didn't ever happen in a way.
Un kaut kādā ziņā joprojām ir sajūta, ka tas nekad nenotika.
But I mean, it was amazing how God uses us when we say yes and commit to using our talents and gifts for him.
Brīnišķīgi, kā Dievs mūs lieto, kad mēs nododam savus talentus un dāvanas viņam.
So I spent 2 years touring full-time with them.
Un es pavadīju 2 gadus pilnībā braucot apkārt pasaulē ar šo grupu.
So about 11 months out of the year we were on the road.
Un 11 mēnešus no gada mēs bijām ceļā.
So maybe as a musician we could say that you were living the dream.
Un kā mūziķi varētu teikt, tu dzīvoji sapni.
It was the dream until again God changed it again.
Yeah. Tas bija sapnis, līdz Dievs mainīja to.
But my question is, you feel that at that time you were serving God or how you understood that moment?
Mans jautājums ir, tad vai tajā brīdī tu jūties, ka tu šādi kalpo Dievam, kā tu saprati šo dzīves posmu?
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like God was teaching me so much in that.
Jā, noteikti. Un man arī liekas, ka Dievs man tik daudz ko mācīja tajā laikā.
Like God wants to give us the desires of our heart.
Dievs grib mums dot savas, mūsu sirds vēlmes.
And to ever think that I would finally be doing my dream job and I would be willing to walk away from it.
Un iedomāties, kad es beidzot darīšu savu sapņu darbu un es būšu gatavs ar mieru aiziet no tā.
So when I met my wife, she was touring with another band.
Kad es satiku savu sievu, viņa devās tūrē ar citu grupu.
And I remember one of my first serious conversations with her.
Un es atceros vienu no tādām pirmajām nopietnajām sarunām ar viņu.
And I felt like God was asking me to be really honest with her.
Un es jūtu, ka Dievs no manis prasa, ka es esmu pilnīgi godīgs ar viņu.
And I said, I'm not going to be a drummer forever.
Un es teicu, es nebūšu bundzinieks visu dzīvi.
You know, I plan to be in full-time ministry.
Es plānoju būt pilna laika kalpošanā.
Is that okay with you?
Vai tas ar tevi ir mierā?
And she said yes.
Viņa teica, jā.
And so from that point, we just planned on that we would leave our music careers and see what God had for us next.
Un jau kopš tā brīža mēs plānojam, ka mēs atstāsim savu mūzikas karjeru un kalposim Dievam.
But even in the music, I mean, 10% of what we do is play music.
Bet pat arī mūzikas karjerā tikai 10% ir spēlēt mūziku.
The rest was just spending time with people.
Pārējais bija vienkārši pavadīt laiku ar cilvēkiem.
And that was my first introduction to meeting people from all around the world.
Un tas bija pirmais, kur es tiku iepazīties ar cilvēkiem no visas pasaules.
I was meeting people who were Christians and weren't Christians.
Es iepazinos ar cilvēkiem, kas ir kristieši, kas nav.
And I learned to really listen and make them feel important.
Un es iemācījos klausīties un likt viņiem justies svarīgiem.
And it's just how God looks at us, that he thinks we're important.
Un tas ir tieši tā, kā Dievs skatās uz mums, viņš domā, ka mēs esam svarīgi.
So I definitely got to do a lot of ministry like that on the road.
Un tāpēc man visnotaļ bija iespēja daudz kalpot, kamēr es biju tūrē.
But I really like that idea because generally we have a narrow idea of what ministry is.
Mm-hmm. Man ļoti patīk tava doma, jo bieži vien mums ir tāds šaura izpratne par to, kas ir kalpošana.
And if we are saying that we are serving in ministry, we picture a pastor generally.
Un ja mēs sakām, ka mēs kalpojam, ka mēs esam kalpošanā, tad pārsvarā visi to saprot, kā mēs esam mācītāji.
And I don't know, if you think in a rock band you have many prejudices, maybe.
Un ja jūs domājat un dzirdat par roka grupu, tad ir ļoti daudz aizspriedumi.
And this idea that God can call you and can you can serve him in so many different places, even like places that we could say don't belong to Christianity, and mm-hmm. you can serve him there.
Un tā doma, ka patiesībā Dievs var tevi aicināt, un tu vari kalpot viņam īpašā veidā pat vietās, kur citiem liktos, tas nav iespējams.
And maybe in your life you have been doing many things that you could maybe not understand it as a ministry, but if you do it for God, it does.
Mm-hmm. Un varbūt savā dzīvē tu esi darījis daudz lietas, kuras varbūt netiktu sauktas par kalpošanu, bet ja tu tās dari Dievam, tad tā ir kalpošana.
Example, today you were mentioning that you were coaching kids in boxing.
Piemēram, šodien tu minēji nodarbībā, ka tu trenēji bērnus boksā.
As a tool, a ministerial tool. Mm-hmm.
Un tas tev bija kā kalpošanas instruments.
So how you understand these different roles or different activities and how you make them Christian or how you serve God with these tools.
Kā tu izproti šīs visus instrumentus, kā instrumenti, kā kalpot Dievam, un kā tu tos pielieto?
I really think the most effective way to look at ministry is to do what's right in front of you.
Es patiesi domāju, ka veids, kā skatīties uz kalpošanu, ir darīt to, kas tev ir acu priekšā.
I think God has placed us where we're at with our interests and talents and abilities on purpose.
Man šķiet, ka tajā vietā, kur Dievs mūs ir ielicis, viņš ir ielicis ar mūsu talentiem, ar mūsu dāvanām un mūsu spējām.
And so it's not just preaching at people, that's ministry.
Un tad tā nav tikai sludināšana, kas ir kalpošana.
It's spending time with them and doing life with them.
Bet tas ir pavadīt laiku ar viņiem un vienkārši dzīvot dzīvi kopā.
You look at the way Jesus, you know, called the disciples.
Ja paskatās, kā Jēzus aicināja savus mācekļus.
He just did life with them.
Viņš vienkārši ar viņiem darīja dzīvi.
And a lot of times it seems really average.
Un dažreiz tas liekas tā vienkārši.
But we're as long as we're being a witness of Christ, we're always planting seeds.
Bet tiklīdz vienmēr, kā mēs esam Kristus liecinieki, mēs sējam sēklu.
I think I've learned over the years that ministry is a whole lot more than just preaching.
Man šķiet, ka gadu laikā es esmu iemācījies, ka kalpošana nav tikai sludināšana.
But it's doing life with people and inviting them to follow who I follow.
Bet tas ir darīt un dzīvot dzīvi kopā ar cilvēkiem un aicināt viņus sekot tam, kam sekoju es.
And that's going to look very different depending on what you're doing in your life at that point.
Un tas izskatīsies ļoti atšķirīgi no tā, ko tu tajā brīdī dari.
Yeah. But...
And from all your experience, in which situation you find yourself saying like, I cannot believe that I'm serving God with this or in this situation or with this activity. There was something like that?
Un kādā dzīves situācijā tu esi varbūt bijis un domājis, es nespēju noticēt, ka es kalpoju Dievam darot šo.
So another interesting story.
Jā, un vēl viens interesants stāsts.
So back in 2015.
2015. Gadā.
We were serving in Northern Canada.
Mēs kalpojām Ziemeļu Kanādā.
And it's probably one of the only times that I felt like God physically spoke to me.
Un manuprāt, ka tā bija vienīgā reize, kad Dievs tā fiziski uz mani runāja.
And his words to me were, get in a van and tell people about me.
Un viņa vārdi bija, iekāp busiņā un pasaka cilvēkiem par mani.
I didn't really know what that meant.
Un es īsti nezināju, ko tas nozīmē.
So I went to my wife and I said, I think we're supposed to buy a van and go tell people about Jesus.
Un tāpēc es teicu savai sievai, man šķiet, ka mums ir jādodas nopirkt busiņš un jāieteikt stāstīt cilvēkiem par Jēzu.
So we bought a 1989 Ford Econoline van.
Un tāpēc mēs nopirkām ļoti vecu auto.
And put a bed in it.
Ielikām tajā gultu.
And we started driving around and telling people about Jesus.
Un mēs sākām braukāt apkārt un stāstīt cilvēkiem par Jēzu.
And we did that for almost 7 years.
Un mēs to darījām aptuveni 7 gadus.
So we drove all around North America.
Un mēs apbraukājām visu Ziemeļameriku.
Telling anyone who would listen about Jesus.
Un stāstījām ikvienam, kurš bija gatavs klausīties
so
par Jēzu.
You were on tour again.
Yeah. Un tu atkal biji tādā tūrē.
And that's another thing. I think that God doesn't waste any of our experiences.
Un tā ir vēl viena lieta, kad, manuprāt, Dievs neiznieko nevienu no mūsu iepriekšējām pieredzēm.
We might not know it in the moment, but God has been preparing us for where he has us right now.
Mēs varbūt to neapzināmies, bet Dievs mūs jau gatavo tam, ko mēs piedzīvojam šobrīd.
I think living in a van across the country was one time that was impactful. Yeah.
Jā, manuprāt, tā viena reize, kad mēs bijām busiņā, dzīvojām, tā bija tāda interesanta pieredze.
And at some moment your serving to God became an international serving to God. So how that understanding that, okay, our time here is done, we need to move forward.
Un vienu brīdi tava kalpošana internacionāli kļuva par kalpošanu konkrētā vietā. Kā tu to saprati?
So we felt like God gave us the verse Acts 1:8.
Man šķiet, ka Dievs mums deva rakstu vietu, apustuļu darbi 1:8.
And it talks about Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
Un tā runā par Jeruzalemi, par Jūdeju un līdz pat pasaules galam.
And we felt like God was wanted us to take that serious.
Un man šķiet, ka Dievs mums gribēja, lai mēs to uztveram nopietni.
That he said those places in that order on purpose.
Ka viņš šīs vietas nosauca tādā secībā ar nodomu.
So we looked at, okay, what's our Jerusalem look like then?
Un tad mēs apsēdāmies un domājām, okay, kā izskatās mūsu Jeruzaleme?
And so it was like the area that we were living with our neighbors, stuff like that.
Un tā bija vide, kurā mēs dzīvojām ar mūsu kaimiņiem.
And then that naturally went out to what was our Judea.
Un tad tas tā dabīgi izrietēja, kas ir mūsu Jūdeja.
Which became the United States and Canada.
Kas kļuva par Ameriku un Kanādu.
And then it was kind of right around the pandemic time.
Un tad tas bija aptuveni pandēmijas laikā.
Where we felt God saying, it's time to go to Samaria.
Kad Dievs mūs aicināja, sakot, ir laiks doties uz Samāriju.
So our first question was, well, what do you mean by Samaria?
Tas būs pirmais jautājums, ko tu domā ar Samariju.
And God made it very clear that was kind of the continent of Europe.
Un Dievs diezgan skaidri mums lika nomenīt, ka tas tā ir Eiropa.
And like I said, we've learned that when we say yes to God quickly, that's better for us.
Un kā jau es iepriekš minēju, ka mums parādās, ka ja mēs uzreiz pasakam Dievam jā, tas nostrādā mūsu labā.
So we tried to figure out how we get here and what we do.
Mēs centāmies saprast, kā lai mēs šeit nonākam un ko lai mēs darām.
And we landed in Manchester.
Un mēs nolaidāmies Manchesterā.
And that's what got us to this side of the world. And
un tā mēs arī nokļuvām šai pusi pasaulē.
Who knows where we'll go next?
Un kas zina, kur mēs dosimies tālāk?
I think the next one is to the ends of the earth. So
man šķiet, ka nākamais ir līdz pat pasaules galam.
I'm interested to see what that looks like.
Un es esmu ieinteresēts redzēt, kā tas izskatīsies.
Yeah, but apparently God is showing like one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Jā, mēs saprotam, ka Dievs rāda solīti pa solītim.
Yeah, and it's about being comfortable with just one step at a time.
Un tas ir arī par to būt mierā ar to, ka viss notiek solīti pa solītim.
Sometimes I wish God just laid everything out so I knew which direction I was going.
Dažreiz es gribētu, lai Dievs izklāsta visu, lai es zinātu to virzienu, kurā dodos.
But in our lives it's always been one little step at a time.
Bet mūsu dzīvē tas vienmēr ir bijis pa mazam solītim.
So being present and doing what's right in front of us.
Un būt klātesošam un darīt to, kas ir mūsu acu priekšā.
And God will take you on an adventure.
Un Dievs tevi aizvedīs piedzīvojumā.
So we don't have too much time left, but I would like to finish with this.
Mums nav palicis daudz laika, bet es gribētu pabeigt sarunu ar šo.
Because many people are listening.
Jo varbūt daudz cilvēku klausās.
And they have their own talents, their own passions.
Un viņiem ir savi talanti, savas kaislības.
And what you will say to them in the sense of how they can take all of that to serve God or how they can reconcile their passions with what God is telling to them.
Ko tu varētu teikt tiem vai kādu padomu tu dotu kādam, kurš domā par savu aizraušanos un kā ar to kalpot Dievam?
I think my advice would be to be intentional and do what's right in front of you.
Manuprāt, mans padoms būtu būt apzinātam un darīt to, kas ir tev acu priekšā.
Even if you think it's something super random.
Pat tad, ja tu domā, ka tas ir kaut kas pilnīgi nesakarīgs.
God put that in you for a reason.
Kā Dievs tevī to ielika ar nodomu.
And I really believe that God has called us to reach a certain group of people, all of us individually.
Un es patiešām ticu tam, ka Dievs mums katru ir aicinājis aizsniegt kaut kādu konkrētu cilvēku grupu.
And I call that group our sphere of influence.
Un es to saucu par savas ietekmes grupu.
And you think about your life. Who is around you?
Kad tu domā par savu dzīvi, kas ir tev apkārt?
Who shares your interests?
Ar ko tev ir kopējas intereses?
Who do you naturally connect with?
Ar kuru tev dabīgi veidojas saikne?
And that's your mission field.
Un tas ir tavs misijas lauks.
Okay, thank you very much.
Liels tev paldies.
I really enjoy our conversation.
Es patiesi izbaudīju mūsu sarunu.
And I feel that the time was too short.
Un manuprāt, tāpat bija par īsu.
But I think one of the most beautiful things about this school.
Bet manuprāt, viena no skaistākajām lietām par šo skolu
is that our students can live here.
Ir, ka mūsu studenti var šeit dzīvot.
And many teachers come for a whole week and they live together.
Un daudzi no skolotājiem brauc uz skolu, pavada šeit nedēļu, dzīvo šeit.
So they will have the chance to spend the whole week with you.
Un viņiem būs iespēja veselu nedēļu pavadīt ar tevi.
And if someone that is listening say, oh, I want that also.
Un ja kāds klausās un domā, es arī gribētu.
Okay, you can come to study.
Droši var nākt mācīties.
And you will enjoy the company of Keith or another amazing teachers.
Un izbaudīt gan Keitha sabiedrību, gan citu brīnišķīgo skolotāju.
Thank you again.
Paldies tev, Keith.
That was everything for today.
Tas šodien ir viss.
Till next week.
Līdz nākamajai nedēļai.
Klausījies Baltijas kalpošanas skolas raidījuma Mācies un māci. Dieva gudrībā un viņa vadībā tavai dzīvei ir nozīme.